Hello and welcome to today's edition of Media News Podcasts. Media News aims to be an authentic voice, bringing you the real truthful stories from the Middle East, with a particular focus on the Kurdish question that is often ignored, self-censored or suppressed by the mainstream media platforms. Today, we're going to get reaction from Rojava and we're going to hear from Barcelona, from a Kurdish journalist who has been following the journey of the Catalan Parliament's decision yesterday to politically recognize the autonomous administration of northeast Syria. So Amina Hussein is a Kurdish journalist and activist, originally from Komislo, and has been living now in Barcelona for 15 years. And as I say, has been following the journey of the resolution to the Catalan Parliament. And also, of course, we're delighted to be joined by Salih Muslim, member of the Co-Presidency Council, the Democratic Union Party. He'll be speaking to us from the Autonomous Administration of North and East Syria. Salih, as our followers and viewers will know, has been one of the most prominent Kurdish representatives for much of the Syrian civil war. So, Amina, let's start with you. We had the amazing news in the evening that the Catalan Parliament has taken what the PYD have described as a daring step to recognize the administration of the autonomous administration of North and East Syria. And can you tell us a little bit, please, about the journey of this resolution? Because it's been going for quite a long time, hasn't it?
Galix pas serbi darfati brasi اف وقت قوت يعني دسبيكر بري تشن مها يعني بو نزيكي سالكي ديليغاسيونك جبرج بارلمنتاي كاتالان تشو روش ابا تشو روشا روش سر عربي ديتن روش ابا يعني ما بخوا از جبر روش نموان سر روش ابا جبو ميديا اسباني تنبيسم ميديا اسباني وكاتالاني تنبيسم يعني او دشوبين ان روش الورتشا ويا دداما تالي دا جالك برسكريك جيبون بشتي مثلا بانديميا برسكريكا ابي جيبو برسكريكا باكسين چبو پرسکریک ندی چبون یعنی ا ابوری دور وقت زانی یعنی روش روشاشر او جیان دور زحمتا
Thank you so much for this opportunity provided us by Media News about this already approved motion in Catalan Parliament regarding to the recognition of Northeast Syria Autonomous Administration. Actually, this adventure starts at earliest a few months ago, but I would say since last year, there has been some communication in between Catalan politicians and Northeast Syria. A delegation from Catalonia just visit the region, the Northeast Syria, and witnessed all the experiences have been lived on the field by their own eyes. Based on these COVID-19 conditions and the drought and some daily life, bad conditions of life of the region actually influenced them so much about the preparation of this motion and a resolution. And me as a journalist writing periodically in the Catalan press and Spain press, permanently keeping contact with the public audience and politicians about the problems have been lived in the field. Yes.
Okay, thank you. Amina Karemke?
سپاس اوجی پشتی گودیتن روش لورچاوایا لبرخوستن یعنی آدیکاریه بکن بروش آباریان جب هریما ریبابریا خوسر یا باکورو رجلاتی سوریه نه دست بوی قراری کرن بشتي جوديت نروش الورشية بشتي جود تون ورو بجريان هات نبر كاتالونيا خوستن بي مشروع يتسر بي بروجكت يتسر بروجكت قرار يتسر برلماني كاتالاني بشكش بكن وبرلمان جيد أو بخد روجا جو بشكش كرن برلمان نوزده مها تير مهبو أو روجي دست بكاش ورشا روج أوهاي.
They also saw how the exact situation was there and then wanted to help with Rojava, I mean with the autonomous administration of northeastern Syria. This idea started to be developed after seeing how the situation was there. This delegation went to Rojava and returned to Catalonia and later proposed this resolution of the official recognition of the Rojava to the Catalan parliament. The time of motion was also the date of the 19th of July. It was the date of the beginning of the Rojava revolution.
ووك مديت الدهجي يعني بشتي فانشن مهيجو خندن أو قرارا جو بيشكش كربون تخندن يعني ببين إن كابتش أوا كي كارن علي كاري بكنج روج أوارة ده أو قرار دان دنگ دان البرلمان وقت ما تواديت دنگ برانيا برلمان لسري أريكرن يعني أو هرسي بارتيه بو أبروجة قدم عن دنشي بشكش كرن البرلمان أو هرسي بارتيه بو كرسيه وإهاري بهترن البرلمان ده و هرسي بارتي بواجي تخوزن بشتغريا سرخبونا كتالونيا جي إسبانيا.
So this resolution has been thought to be lobbied and speculated for a few months prior to the yesterday's election process, the approval process in the parliament itself. The three parties who prepared the resolution are also those parties who would like to divide Catalonia from the Spain and declare its independence. And with the leading of these three parties, this resolution has been approved with a great majority in the Catalonia parliament. All the prior of this approval process, how to support Rojava and how Rojava really resembled the history of the Catalonia have been publicly speculated among the both public and regarding politicians.
Okay, thank you very much, Amina. And Sally, you must have been delighted to hear the news yesterday.
Well, yes, that's right, regards to everybody. Well, we were expecting, because we were hearing the news, which there are some parties in the parliament trying to make this recognition of the administration here in our areas. So we were following it, and I followed it because it's a first step. I mean, with as you mentioned, it's a daring step to recognize the administration. And maybe when their delegation, when they came here, they had the meetings with the people and with the Foreign Affairs Committee in the administration. So they knew what we are looking after, because a lot of people, they were blaming us as dividing Syria, or we are separatists and so on. Actually, it's not. What we are trying to do is to this administration to be recognized at least, just like the Syrian opposition, because they have offices, representatives everywhere, and they can deal with maybe the institutions in the world, in Europe, in the other places, and they are accepted. I mean, officially, they were received officially by the administrations in these countries. So we would like to be the similar. I mean, the recognition is for our administration is to receive the people officially as a representatives of this area, in this area, because maybe you know, and everybody involved in the Syrian issue, they know very well what we are representing. I mean, the administration, maybe they have about more than 5 million people living in this area, And they are not only the Kurds, they are Kurds, Syriacs, and Arabs, and even Turkmens. So we feel that we are representing all Syria because of these components, because even those components, they have their extensions inside Syria. And they consider this model as a project for all of Syria. So this is the why, if it is recognized by some countries in over the world, so we will have the opportunity to tell ourselves very clearly instead of listening to the others or hearing us from the others, like Turkish and the other sides, which they never recognize the Kurdish and the Kurdish being, and they never say the truth about the Kurdish people and their project, democratic project in Syria. So this is our, sufferings. And we told, our people, they told this delegation were here, that we need is maybe a step to make us introduce ourselves to the others, to find the countries, to make relations, at least for the humanitarian cases, for the aid agencies over the world, and to know our models. To be fair, when they are talking about this project in northeast of Syria, So this was a problem. And of course, we were very thankful for those people and the parliament when they were able to take this daring step to recognize the administration. And I think the other sides, the other countries, or the other sides who are involved in the Syrian issue, they will make some steps, similar steps, to know us at least, or to accept us as the representatives of the part of Syria, not dividing the country, separatists. So this is our actual thing. And of course, we are very, very thankful to the Catalonians, to the Catalonian people, and their parliament for this courage step they have taken.
Salih,
what I can say, yeah.
Thank you very much. I'll come back to you just in 1 second for your final word. But Amina, the atmosphere in the Catalan Parliament yesterday, tell us about it. Give us a flavor of what it was like.
Brasi jarna gotin tinin yek wahasta bikini mrovan tishtaki khosh bu az giriya mukhti yani o qarar sar waqtan din arikran qarar Hamura bun chap kadan wak watawadit ma piros karan gel khavali ma shi ver auji yani karaki bash kan hin jwal damaki roj awam abun aw raw shawji khandan hatta ghan hamu bhav raw bam parti ar ghan ve anjame karam kisman
fantastic day and we congratulate all together about this approval of the motion and the resolution. Based on their spending time in the field in Rojava and their empathies with the people there, the recognition of the resolution was kind of a victory, both on behalf of the Rojava people and also the Catalonia people who have been on their way to be independent as an historical case.
Brasi ji yani pishti go qarar dar bas kirun are kirun yani wa parlaman ya haste khod go tende go am tfazni yani pishtgiriya va gale bindas kan gale go تکوشینه و نزیکیامه اوجی تخصص ببین گله کی ملت کی سرخ با راستی دوی که لیه ده یعنی هات بیام از لور بوم گواش ریسری کانی دست بکر إريشا تركيا داوية ياسر سريكاني وهرمي أو شهيد هاتن بيرام أو كلية قومد مزار شهيد هذا درباس كرن قلية وان دايكا كلك شهيد ما هفالا ما هبرين يعني كساي داوية ناس كر أو حمود هاتن بيرام جبر قو نجبر خويناوا شهيدا با نجبر تكوشيناوي ملتيبا ده او تشتينت بلوي برلماني بلكي ريبابري تن نباياني ام سباسيا يعني بجنا خل بر حمو شهيدان تطوينا و سرساغي اجمال باتي وارد خوازن قناش بوابا ايرو اما بحثا بيسر كفتنين
When this recognition has been approved by so many politicians who completely agree with our people about their struggling for the freedom and liberty and their self-defense actions against the Turkish occupation, invasion, especially when this recognition has been declared. All of my memories regarding to the last invaded cities of Rojava Kurdistan, of Serekani and Gresipi came to my mind, and the cries and the calls of the mothers and the those who had passed away as martyrs, especially in the personality of Hevrin Khalef. All I have experienced in the very deep sentiments and the feelings, I would say. So this was really a great step for international solidarity with our people as well.
Amina, you're so right. And Sally, it's true, isn't it, that it's been such a journey to get to this point, and so many people have sacrificed so much. You know that more than most people. Over 12,000, mostly Kurdish, but others, Arabs, fighters of the SDF too. But your own son, Shervan, was one of the first martyrs. One of my very good colleagues, Mehmet Aksoy, fell in Raqqa as well. And this is in their memory. This is their victory. Is that right?
Well, it's right, of course. I think what we have done, of course, first of all, we protected ourselves. This is one, because their plans and to finish the Kurdish people and to eradicate them. So we were able to defeat our... But in the same time, the people who were fighting to eradicate the Kurdish people, they were a danger for all the world. So because of that, we believe that we have done things for all over the world, I mean, for all the humanity. And we feel very, very happy when we hear the people are knowing, I mean, at least they're following what we are doing. And they consider that what we have done, our struggle is their struggle, and they are beside us. And this step taken by the Catalonian people is the evidence of that. One of the speakers in the parliament said it's a woman revolution over there. And it's true. It's a woman, because the women were heading side by side with the men to fight against, the enemies of the humanity. So this is one. And the other speaker said, Kurdish people, they should feel that they have friends other than the mountains. And these Catalonian people are friends of the Kurdish people. And this is true too, because we used, to hear from our colleagues and from our maybe dads, and so to say, we have no friends other than our mountains. And now we feel the people are sharing us and recognizing us as a friend. And this is the first step, we know that. One friend from the Basque country told me this morning, he said, well, we are going to be the second one to recognize you. So this is the first step. It means it will be followed by the other steps too. Maybe the next one could be in somewhere else. And even for the state departments, could be negotiated. But this step by step, of course, we feel happy about that. And we feel that really the people know what we were doing for themselves and so on. And we could, I mean, this is the way to get benefit from their experience and even help them to make their to get benefit from our experience for this fighting and so on. I remember in 2015 and so on, and I was in Europe, I told the European that we are very experts of fighting against Daesh. If you need that, we can be helpful. And this is true. And now we are more experienced for this field. So I think at least when the people feel that, especially from the Middle East, that there are some people sharing them the enmity against Daesh and those jihadist groups and so on, we feel happy about this friendship also. So I think we have a long way to do together. And this is only the first steps to know us. And we completely, I mean, we are agree with all the values done by the European society, by the others, the other countries, all the values they are talking about. So humanitarian values, we need them more than all the others. We are, in our country, especially if we are talking in Kurdistan, in Rojava, is a part of Kurdistan, of course. We are talking living with many, many diversities. We are talking about the Christians in our country. You know, I mean, part of Mesopotamia and Kurdistan was a place for this religion also, for the Islams, for Shias, for the maybe the Yazidis, and even we had a lot of Jewish people. They emigrated to Israel now, maybe about 300,000 people, Jewish, they were living in Kurdistan, and they are still celebrating the traditions and even Nowruz Day in Israel. So then they never, I mean, were oppressed by the Kurdish people in Kurdistan, and even the Christians, because now in Europe, I visited many homes of the Syriacs. I feel all the traditions and the food they are cooking and all everything is just like my home. I mean, we couldn't make a difference between them. So this means, I mean, in the mother place, which is the Kurdistan, we are accepting everybody and we are ready to deal with everybody. And of course, we hope, I mean, these steps in Rojava and in the other parts of Kurdistan to make the opportunity for all those people immigrated from their country to return back as Syriacs and as Syrians, and even for the Christians, I mean, for the Jewish people to return in their motherland, mother country, and live together as it was before for our people, I mean, for our fathers and dads. So this is what can I say, and this, I mean, these values already are known by the European people, but the others too. But we would like to make it practically in our place. And even maybe Europe is suffering from this immigration, a lot of immigrants from the other countries. If we are safe in our areas and we have a good condition for living, I think those people will return back to their countries. They wouldn't go to Europe and anywhere else. So this is what we are struggling for and we are happy for the world, for the other nations to know the reality of what we are doing, and we hope to get more and more for ourselves and for the humanity in future.
Saleh, thank you very much for those warm and meaningful words. I just turn to Amina now. If there's anything else that you would like to add to what you've already said regarding the Catalan resolution. Would you like to do that?
Yeah. سروی کاری گود کن سروی وقت بیشن مدیلا دیموکراتیک گودتن دنیای سروی شورشا جنی گودنگ دا نتنیل پر لورفا دنیای تاوی وقتی سام گفت یعنی بجنا خطاویم برحمو شهیدن گو هشتن ام بکن ایرو هشتن گو ایرو ام قریبن بحثات شتکی اورو بکن دی جیهانی ده و سپاسی عملتی کتلان تکم و پرلمانی کتلان گو اکی خوشی خستن دلی عملتی روش آباده عملتی گو دوان سالی انداویده به ایشی که پرمزن دیشیم
To begin with, I would like to release my thanks and appreciation for Kek Saleh Muslim and in his personality for all those who have been working and trying to build the revolution of liberty in Rojava, and to all the comrades and our people who have been struggling to defend this free area and also construct a revolution, a feminine revolution, revolution of women there. And once again, I would like to show my deep dedication and respects to the martyrs, to all those who got wounded during this struggle. I would say that this recognition of Rojava by Catalonia Parliament was a great victory of the revolutionaries on the field, our people and our public, and I wish it will be only the first step and the example for all the rest to the process of recognition the free land of Rojava and for all of our people. Thank you so much for you as well, dear Mark.
Thank you to all of us, all of you. And I can say, like last night when the news first came through on Twitter, there was an enormous Twitter storm online of people expressing, you know, their joy and their optimism. And tonight, you know, we don't often get the chance, do we, to just have that little bit of optimism. But I think today and tonight, I just feel that little bit of optimism. And I know that there are obviously challenges ahead, of course. But hopefully that many Kurdish activists and internationalists who work on the Rojava revolution and in solidarity with the Kurds, just feel that little bit more optimistic and are strengthened, I feel, by this news from Catalonia of recognition of the autonomous administration, as Amina and both Sally and Amina have alluded to, you know, and in memory of all those who have struggled so hard, have been wounded and have indeed given the ultimate sacrifice. Thank you, all of you. And Sinan, thank you for your translations. Thank you, Sally. Thank you, Amina. And I hope that we're able to talk again here on Media News Podcast. Thank you.